I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
Well, it's not too often you hear about a high-speed chase with a U-Haul, but we had one of those in Manchester, New Hampshire the other day. A U-Haul driver led police on a 20-mile interstate chase, finally ended when the U-Haul ran out of gas, and they arrested a 52-year-old guy. He was drunk. The officer approached the U-Haul at one point before the chase started, and the driver in the U-Haul appeared to be passed out, this 52-year-old guy. So as the officer got a little closer, you know, to maybe knock on the window or whatever, and, hey, what's going on in there? That, you know, jarred this guy. He saw it was a cop, and then he, you know, hit the accelerator and took off, nearly hit the police officer. So the chase is on, and they're flying down the freeway. Now, I don't know how fast a U-Haul can go, because I thought they, like, put governors on those things.
I thought so, too.
So you couldn't go that fast, but as they're wheeling down the road, the U-Haul driver is throwing a bunch of credit cards out the window during the chase, eventually ran out of gas on a ramp. Apparently, he threw the gas cards out the window, too. Should have hung on to those.
29-year-old guy in Vermont, Michael Gonzalez, orders up a pizza Sunday night. And it's about time for that thing to get delivered, so a car pulls up in front of the house. Oh, my pizza's here. And he runs outside to go to the car and pay for it. I don't know why he didn't let the pizza guy deliver it to the front door like every other pizza delivery, but he was going to meet him out on the street. And when he got there, he whips out his money, tells the guy, "Yeah, hey, thanks." Well, he doesn't realize that it's not a pizza delivery car; it's a police car. I don't know how he doesn't tell the difference between the two of them. If it's an actual police cruiser. Hey, you guys got my pizza? I don't know. What's your name?
Maybe thought it was a pizza emergency vehicle with lights on top.
Get it here quick. Well, they ran his name. I don't know. What's your name? Did you order a pizza? So they give him. He gives them the name. They run it. He's got an outstanding warrant. They said, okay, well, let's check your pockets here and see what's going on. He's got a small amount of heroin and ecstasy in his pocket. I was surprised he even was hungry for pizza, but they also figured out after they ran his name, he's wanted for petty larceny, and they arrested him, too. He was due in court yesterday.
All right. Well, Brad, we got problems with another Easter candy drop for the kids. Now, the one that we had a few days ago involved a crop duster that was dropping plastic eggs into a field, and
Didn't rinse out the crop dusters.
There were concerns that the crop duster was not rinsed out of its pesticides. So there were contaminants, supposedly, on the plastic eggs, and the kids had already touched them and all that. Okay, so that's not good. Now we got another one here. This is an Easter marshmallow drop in Florida that took place on Sunday. There's 5,000 kids gathering in a sports field each year. Helicopter, did I give you some audio? Yeah, I do have some audio for you here from one of the parents. You're going to hear from one of the parents here. 5,000 kids gather in this sports field each year, and a helicopter flies over and drops marshmallows, okay? Well, things didn't go as planned this year because with all those 5- and 6-year-olds in the field, there was an issue this year with the marshmallows. Apparently, the marshmallows, because of the weather, the humidity, or whatever it might be, the marshmallows did not break apart in the air. In fact, they formed together. So giant chunks of marshmallow banded together and dropped from the sky and were making thuds as they hit the ground. And like, kids...
like saw a grapefruit-sized hail.
Yes, yeah. Here's one of the moms.
It was really big that it had like a bang sound. Like you heard it everywhere. Everybody was screaming and they were like, oh my goodness, my kids. So yeah, it was pretty crazy.
The city manager says, I guess there was some moisture or humidity that got in there, and it caused the marshmallows to stick together. We are regretful that there could have been the possibility of children being struck. Thankfully, there were no injuries reported. Marshmallows being dropped from a helicopter, plastic eggs being dropped from an airplane. Whatever happened to the good old days? Just laying out hiding a basket behind a chair or something and having the kid go find it. You got to introduce aircraft into the situation.
I can't believe it's news.
Although that, you know, that probably was fun for the kids dodging the giant marshmallows, the giant chunks of marshmallow falling from the sky. But what are they going to? Are you going to eat the marshmallow?
Pick up the marshmallow off the ground?
No, you're not going to pick up a marshmallow that's hit the ground, are you?
No.
I don't really get the point of that one there. All right.